January 31st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guest for that day. Alternatively, they may relate to a current piece of legislation or event that might be of interest. I try to have a variety of guests on the program who present alternative ideas. I am inquisitive and recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb down the population. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media and the government. I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of any given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest may present. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guests today are William Blair, B-L-A-I-R, and Arthur George. And their website is infraspect.com. That's infraspect.com. Welcome to the program, William and Arthur.
Good morning, this is William.
Okay. And Arthur, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Okay. Got to figure out who is who.
Right, our voices.
Right. I went to the website this morning, and I keep getting an error. Is there a problem with the website today?
As of last night, same thing happened, and I went in and notified the technicians, and all of a sudden, these things happen at the wrong time, right on schedule. So the website's down, as well as my email, but we'll get it back up as soon as we can.
Interesting. That happens on a fairly frequent basis. When people are going to be a guest on programs and certain individuals don't want information out there, then I think we call it electronic harassment.
And we literally track it from InfraSpect on what we call an EAC program. In other words, when it happens to us, we turn it around through tape interrupter systems, and we track it. It's interesting you made comments this morning. I really appreciate it on the dumbing of America, because that is an excellent way to start.
All righty. And go ahead.
And our approach at InfraSpect is fairly simple. We come in through an intelligible aspect rather than intelligence. And the educational system obviously has gone away from intelligibility, meaning how to become a thinking person, how to look at things on a basis of inquiry that actually is full and explicit.
Indeed. We are told what to think and how to answer questions, how to regurgitate information that the teacher dishes out. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are William Blair and Arthur George. The website, when it gets back up, it's temporarily down, is infraspect.com, and it is, of course, linked on the radio schedule page and in the RBN archives. And, gentlemen, you're going to talk about Indigenous Identity Theft and Fraud Matters of Liberty, and this applies to everyone. This has widespread application, correct?
This is William. Yes, that is correct.
Yes, and Dina, excuse me, may I say a quick prayer before we begin to kind of ground everything from the metaphysical to physical?
Gosh, we've never done that before, but certainly I'm open to everything. Well, not everything, but if that's what you'd like to do, please proceed.
Okay. Watliungau, Art George is my straw man name. Galak Patongi, Mountain Eagle. Degam Dialei, Washishu, Datumo, Umangawi. Kesha, Iloya Witi, Lemle Payashli, Lungawi Iseyash, Sisudang, Bihamui. Tak da shugi langnashi, ashishu ite. Tau dhamma dugagu, tak kuanga, dugagu guyi, demlu gelgeye ha. Teknawahu. Igui, tatukitik, dalak patongi, mountain eagle. Degam dia lei, washishu dutumushe, wa. Wadding. Gausugaka mangao, ngawa. Puti we me mitle. Tautesh, Tautish, Dimmet, Ida, Dimilosha, Disuyasha, Ida, Umilosha. Igoit, Datigiti, Ida Lao, Gasugakamangao, Migalam, Shemui, Baba, Amma, Elel, Igui, Eshlam, Dinga. Thank you for letting me say the prayer there. It kind of helps us to ground ourselves so that the technical problems that sometimes we have in the physical presence, the metaphysical will correct that and take care of it for us as long as we recognize it. So that's why I wanted to say that prayer in the beginning.
All righty. Arthur, what tribe are you with?
The Washoe tribe from Nevada and California. We traditionally call ourselves Washishu.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate it too, Art. And this is always something that Art and I have worked well on, and we really have worked together now for about 5-6 years coming up. And the our deep field audits, certainly as Art has said, takes a lot of perseverance and focus. And we certainly avoid anger, but we have a fury in us in the wrongdoing in the things we see. The indigenous identity theft technical brief came about out of necessity. Obviously, we had visited several field situations. And this is not just about somebody taking your credit card, because there's a fraud in the credit card itself. In other words, people say, well, somebody stole your credit card. Well, what's truthful about that credit card? So as we went beyond that, we actually started looking at what we could see from a global level to a local level. And the way we had to do that was going and look at the theft and fraud in the frames of interdiction. And that means that the fraud and theft involved different aspects. We had identified academic colonialism, legislative treaty contracting, agency rulemaking, systems of austerity, force of law under a authoritarian rule, and the coercion of indigenous populations to accept what they think are benefits and acquiescence to false rights. So that was the general approach. The deception and fraud certainly are always there. The most insidious part of this that we could identify was the gradualism to create false identities. As Art spoke, he said, straw man or the artificial identity. And when you look at what is identity theft, you'll see that there are several international national statutes that go there by their own abstraction, meaning that it's broad sweeping language. And basically it meant the willful intention of stealing another person's identity in order to access resources, obtain credit and other benefits in that person's name as a straw person or straw man. Now, we went from the natural original being to the artificial straw man of being a resident, tribal citizen, tenant, allottee, Indian trustee, and even into more collective identities such as human resource or user group. When we looked at this matter, it was pretty clear even on the onset in the field audits all over and for the last 40 years of background investigations, we found that it was going to go to the collective level and that there was an unnaturalizing process. In other words, all the people on the planet are indigenous. But even in the UN Declaration on the Indigenous People's Rights, we saw that the central pressure was to go to a collective right, meaning peoples or institutions, they would have rights, but not the individual as we know a natural being. And it went further, and it went on. And I'll go back through this with Art here as we speak and as you ask us questions.
All right. We generally think of indigenous people as the Native Americans or the people who originally were resident, were residing in a particular place. So I never really stopped to think that we are all indigenous to the earth. And you've raised some interesting concepts.
The information that Art and I have looked at in terms of exhibits, illustrations, basically what we would call evidence, went into a wide range of sophistry. We see it all the time on more notorious networks that obviously use speech encoding to start right out on the wrong foot with people. And whether it's a characterizing such as if you have someone you want to destroy, you call them an enemy, you call them a terrorist, a radical, a dissenter, or even more pathetically, a consensus blocker. And what we found in all of these sophistries and these deceptions was that the doctrine of consensus reality was there. In other words, they didn't need to prove anything. There was no more elements of criminality or misdeed, but more so the authorities that are pushing a very aggressive kind of a theory of uniformity, they're pushing hard to create plausible guilt scenarios based on status or group status or individual status rather than the actual elements of crime involved. And that's apparent in when people go after people who speak up such as yourself, and they go after them with treating your differences as a dispute. And this goes into a long succession of turning from a mere individual independence, meaning difference, to a social disruption, social crime, and then all the way to the so-called terrorism statutes. What is really beneficial and has been very important to note is that the circle is full. In other words, group defamation was a very important aspect of potentiality. You say something anti-government and so forth. But what has been really remarkable is now terrorism and group defamation have made a full circle back to the people who were the accusers. And that can be proven in fact. In our case demonstrations, we prove that and we support it with a long, long case file.
And William, the one other thing I wanted to mention was to the point where a person is trying to speak up on behalf of your personal self, that there's even a terminology that labels you as someone that is sick, and it's called oppositional defiant disorder.
Right, and they try and incarcerate people for that that kind of a thing.
Some of the other things that are going to be very important is that as we flow through this discussion, and we're looking forward to hearing the callers come in because they're going to have a zillion questions for us, we've identified several things in this transformation from a more representative rule to a collaborative governance. Collaborative governance is a secular political ideology based on formal consensus of the group and enforcement of its decision. That is the heart and soul of part of our problems in this country.
And we have plenty. All righty, we are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after commercials from our sponsors. Right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
About treaties, and of course, when we hear about treaties, at least I always think of Native Americans and all of the treaties that the U.S. government made and broke with them. And they were certainly a group of people who had respect for the living earth, and they were truly an independent, sovereign people. And now, according to what you've written, we are all artificial people. We're residents, we're citizens, we're tenants. We are under the control of a commonwealth or a municipality. And really, we are all corporate property.
This is William, obviously. This is very important that you're bringing that up, and I'll be brief because I want Art to address this as well. To get there, the treaty had to be changed into a contract. The treaty was a covenant which involved the operation of the creator of the universe. The lawyers, the bar lawyers, went in very carefully in bad faith right from the time they started writing that treaty. And there's a document called the Chicago Rewrite, 1867-68 roughly. And what they did is they went in and they took the treaty that was agreed upon, not by the chieftains, but by the several chiefs. And they were sovereign people. I appreciate you saying that, because there is no such thing as a sovereign citizen or a sovereign resident. Now, this involves a doctrine called hidden proxy. And what's been going on is the in Indian country and obviously in the general domain, is decision teams have replaced the people, and they are artificial people. These we call echelon appointments. In other words, they transcend a representative election process where you actually elect someone and that new official goes in and changes things answering the people. Now, embedded in this is a process called change agentry, and this is well described by various college curriculum and so forth. And that's the personnel framework of the change agents and how they fix the options, the outcome, and they purge the consensus blocker. This is identified in how we address the Delphi techniques, cult techniques.
Right.
That means that if you come up with a truthful set of facts and you attempt to bring in that contrary information, the group decision outweighs that through a process of consensus reality. It's interesting to note that consensus reality is the same thing used in religious exorcisms as a base of reference. So you're traveling in a scientific base. You're saying no data analysis decision making, and that was very prevalent in the aggressive military campaigns in the Middle East. In other words, we don't have weapons of mass destruction, but they must be there because we don't see them. The public mind is certainly subject to predictive programming, but also are the agency personnel. And anything that disrupts the institutional normative rationale is attacked.
That's a function of predictive programming, and you mentioned that before, where you refer to somebody as a particular thing, as a terrorist or whatever, and you're really setting them up to be that, even though they're not.
Absolutely, and it's we've delineated that in great terms. Now, there's an embedded reason why you've been turned to a resident, a citizen, and that is to create you as a debtor. As a natural, real human, an original being, you are the creditor. So by confusing, they call it confusion of rights. What they did is confuse the rights between the creditor and the debtor. And the debtor becomes a resident, a citizen, so forth. Now, it's a tragedy, and it is an atrocity that the indigenous people on their own reservations, federal Indian reservations, became tenants. Subjugated to a widespread application of HUD housing and so forth. And these changes have led to a long list of tragedies economically, socially, and so forth. On reservations, we call them failed reservation states. The reason we call them that is that they're instrumenting a predatory economy. And if you or any of the callers want to address that, we'll explain that in detail, a little bit more detail. I want Art to go back and talk about the UN capstone doctrine, where the UN corporation is a religious international corporation, and that's proof in the Temple of Understanding.
Oh,
essentially,
yes. I'm familiar with that.
Essentially, we can come back into that if we need to, but it's
gentlemen, we do need to go to a break, and then we'll come back for a longer segment, so we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are William Blair and Arthur George. The website is infrospect.com, and Arthur, you were going to talk about the Temple of Understanding, the UN Capstone document, and that was founded by the Lucius Trust.
Yes, I think sometimes when we describe this stuff, me being from this country, 10,000 generations of history and oral teachings, that the United Nations documents is a resocialization of the people, mm-hmm. my people, and what I have to go back to is when this country was establishing itself and it wanted to have its independence, that Benjamin Franklin was the first Indian agent for Congress, the medium between the Indians and the Congress, that Congress wanted to do their own declaration. So they had Benjamin Franklin invite one of the chiefs out of the Six Nations Iroquois. And when that leader spoke about the Native American democracy, Benjamin Franklin wrote this whole thing down for Congress. And when it was finalized and it said, "We the people," we weren't included. The original people of this country wasn't included in "We the people." And so as we go down through history, and every time that this country, the American country, deals with the Indian nations, sometimes or most of the time they don't realize that each tribe or each territory that each group lives in is like a state. So say Nevada, California, Utah and all that are groups of people. That's the same thing it would be with, like say Washoe, Paiute, Shoshone, Sioux. We all have our own territorial areas that we managed. And when this, United Nations, I used to remember hearing this when I was a kid, and they always talk about this New World Order coming, and they always kind of just said that to me. And it's funny because I always thought to myself, well, we better prepare for this if they're going to try to come in and change who we are. And as the tribe, as being a part of a tribe that's recognized by the federal government, we adopted a constitution that makes us an IRA people. And it's like IRA, Indian Reorganization Act, making us different than we were in the beginning. And as this country has developed itself, it continues to lose the realization that every group of people that is in North, Central, and South America has its own guidelines and has its own ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. That we always relied on our elders, and I don't mean just old people. I mean people that are trusted and perfected. And so we relied on them to giving us the best direction possible and guidance, and we never ran into a lot of these problems that we're having today, such as Native American. I've never known our people to be Native American. I've always seen each tribe as being their own body of people. And so, like my people were Washishu, and that encompasses the territory of Lake Tahoe and the surrounding areas of Nevada and California. And so,
right.
when these ways that they try to deal with the original people is try to put us under a way to deal with us on the understanding of the artificial design of who they thought the Indian people or the original people of this country was. And so that's where the problems come in. And then to correct it, they add in these documents and these ways of doing things, such as the United Nations document on Indigenous people's rights. And it pretty much solidifies how the protocol or the process in which you have to go through in order to be heard. And since the original people is kind of like a problem to the federal system or the federal government, that they always have to deal with it, we're never written into the Constitution. So all we are is a kind of a thorn in the side or gum on your shoe, in a sense. And so this United Nations document that the United Nations put out on Indigenous people's rights, I had William go ahead, and when we were at a law conference up in Oregon, and where there was a few tribes with us, that we had him put together a declaration by Indigenous people, and so that the same system that's trying to be forced on us, that we can actually include the parts that are missing to make us truly a human being instead of following an order in which the tribes are underneath the state and underneath the federal system and underneath all of these agencies.
Right, the Indian Bureau, and that kind of thing. And that happened early on, like in 1849, didn't it? The Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yeah, and it continues to be that way. Someone always needs to talk for us all the time, and they continue to ignore the original governing system that my people have and other tribes have, because we do still have our elders. We still have our customs and our traditions, but those aren't heard because the people nowadays in the IRA system, tribal governments have accepted an artificial way of doing things that they're subordinate to somebody else. So whenever our elders need to be consulted or we need to find out information, it's not in the same way it was before. So we don't know if the people that are talking are to be trusted or if they're even good at what it is they're saying. All they're doing is telling us a story, and everybody's kind of following it, but yet the main body of indigenous organizations is our elders and the guidance that they give us in order for us to survive and have the complete information of where it is we're going and who it is we are.
Given the history of the relationship that the tribes have had with the U.S. government, I can understand why there would be a lack of trust there. Certainly they've marginalized all of the tribes, pushed them all west in order to steal their land, have isolated them in what I would refer to as ghettos or concentration camps, often on infertile land where they couldn't grow crops if that's what they were used to doing. They slaughtered the buffalo. They have marginalized to this very day the people. And I have been to Rosebud. I have been to Pine Ridge. And I see what has happened. And it's a travesty of the worst kind.
Yeah, but when we're thinking about this, there's a way to resolve it. It's as long as the original people continue to have our natural standings, in which this country that, and this what's happening in our country right now is, they're trying to artificialize us to where the natural ways that we did things, they take us away from that. So it's hard for a lot of people to be involved in it, and, say, such as my grandmother. She's 87 years old, and she really wants to have input with the tribal government that we have, but the IRA tribal government is they use collaborative governance on us, and it's backdoor dealings to where tribal membership interests, when it comes to meetings, are just a formality. They've already made decisions behind the scenes, because what they used to say when I was growing up at a younger age, they used to tell me, we have to find a way to make decisions without all of the problems that comes up with so many people coming into the meetings and everybody having a difference of what they want to happen. So the tribal governments have gone into a level now where they abide by the rules that are given to them, and they force them on us. And if those of us that want questions or try to ask questions, they take us as being going against them or making trouble or troublemakers, you know. And so that's where this whole design of what's happening to the original people and the people of this country is, we've allowed somebody to do it for us for so long that we're starting to lose sight of how it was done right and how the cognition that all indigenous people have with the Creator, the messages we get should be all the same.
Right. Well, hasn't the federal government also made various tribes very dependent by putting them on rations? And I mean, they did this during the Indian Wars in the plains after the so-called Civil War. Wasn't that the purpose of some of the warfare, is to make the people dependent on the U.S. government for food and for many other things?
Respond to that. This is William. You've triggered some very important things in this food genocide, the austerity program, and so forth. One of the things that Art and I have looked at is the ley lines, the syncretic lines, and the golden ratio. And these are very comprehensive things and very scientific now that they've been approved by the experts. These lines that we've looked at where the indigenous people lived were in very healthy, productive, prosperous environments. Food, nutrition, so forth. Systematically, all of those locations known as sacred sites and sacred places and what we refer to more holistically as the sacred indigenous estate held on land, people have been removed and put into the reservations. And there is nothing particularly different in the general pattern of the predatory economy now on a reservation than there was in the 1800s. Essentially, a predatory economy, we've outlined it in detail, and we can get there if you wish. But it is an economy that does not make people healthy, but it manages their death. And we see that certainly in nutritions and the food commodities and so forth, the fast food systems. Now, based on the economic channeling methods and what we've documented and looked at very carefully, including the tribes, various tribes' own economic development plans. They are reliant on remote food chains that are really not very healthy. Now, there's a lot of inroads being made right now to get back to some decent health protocols, but they're really still doing one thing on reservations that follows the alien capstone idea of values neutral and market-driven standards. That's out of the ISO system, the UN. And that basically says this. The quality of life is a product, and we're going to sell it as a product, that meaning the agencies and their corporate partners. Notice I say agency and a corporate partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell that to the highest payer. And it's, in other words, the quality of life, such as spiritual property, has become a product, and it's from the state or estate. In that matter, as you go back in and you track the pattern, you find who's doing it, how they're doing it. So there's no conspiracy theory here. We don't deal with a conspiracy theory. We have people tell us things, give us information, and then we go in and look for the proof of fact. And when you destroy a community, that's an atrocity. They call it a faceless atrocity. And what we see is the reservation system, which is not a new issue. In India, they've looked at the reservation system extensively. And this goes all the way back into hundreds of years of colonial occupation and design. And there's pluses and minuses about it. And what we see in what came up as the nation-building doctrine, they actually said, well, this is going to help everybody. We're going to apply this to Indian country, and you're going to become a nation. That's not quite true. They call it the Indian country revolution, which is a political context, but they say they're not political. And what we see is a very pervasive sustainable development model under things that we would associate to, like, communitarian law. And it looks local, but it's not. You brought it up early, and it's very important to remark, and then I'm going to let Art pick this up again, is that all corporations are organized property. And the people of the United States are well embedded into a false idea and are misled as to who they are and what they are. And we're well qualified on this all the way back into ecclesiastical law, such as the law of the soul and the body and the environment and so forth. I want to remark, and then I'm looking forward to calls on this as a to bar associations, because bar associations are classified, Indian bar associations, a lot of them are classified as politically active. That leads us into a discussion about the political court, and the, all courts are political. I'm looking at a law book sitting in front of me, and it's pretty clear what it says.
Oh,
political authority.
William, we do need to go to a break. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We will be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are William Blair and Arthur George. The website is infraspect.com. All right, William, go ahead and pick up where you left off. You said that all courts are political, and you were talking about the bar associations.
One of the things that's very important to understand is that the federal government has been constantly demonized because it was in that capacity to end in that result. But in the UN doctrine, the UN is very clear on who gets to be an expert on Indian law and so forth, and it's bar association lawyers, international bar, national bar, so forth. The bar associations are known as the brothers in the bond. And when you see Esquire after an attorney's name, really that comes from a loyalty to the king and queen. As you follow this doctrine down through the rank and file, it's really about a franchise. And the lawyers are part of the judicial branch of government. You have lawyers, attorneys, and legal counsel. And what has happened is that the lawyers have carefully created their own nest, and they make it so they can jump outside of the judicial branch of government unlawfully, which means unconstitutionally. And it creates conflicts of interest and duty and vested interest and so forth. And what we've seen in every situation that the bar is involved in, we see them stop on particular concepts or restrictions, such as the federal government injecting common law into reservations. Very, very popular. Now, common law to a bar association attorney is basically you're solving people's practical problems at a lower level. So you had equity came in, which was different. And what we're really seeing in all the courts in this land, and most certainly in Indian country, is the branches of government are being consumed into one-fourth branch of decision-makers, including consensus in courtrooms. And that creates an abuse of process and comity. That means that they merely do what they want. There's a theory, and that theory is called the imperative theory of law. And basically it says it's the command of the highest political authority backed by a coercive array of sanctions. And there is a paradox always between the court thinking that it's the law creator. The courts are only allowed to do procedural things like rules of evidence and so forth. But as we see this legislating from the bench expand in Indian country, what we've noticed is that these courts are becoming royal courts. And that goes back a long ways in history. And where did that concept of law come? Characterizing basically the left wing thinks that law is that which is to the advantage of the majority, and they call that social justice. But bear in mind, you have social justice among thieves.
Indeed. All the time. All righty, we do have to take a 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors. And we will take calls in the next hour after the first break.